You've probably heard about what the government's doing to refugees at the moment, or trying to do to refugees, with things like shipping them to Rwanda or poisoning the public debate about refugees in general, saying they're illegal or that there's people should be claiming asylum somewhere else. That's long been their goal, to turn the public against them. But what it's resulted in is legislation, or attempted legislation, by the government. So we've got the Nationality and Borders Bill going through at the moment. Now, the government has a large majority in the Commons, so it can pretty much get what it wants through the Commons. But we do have a chance to make this legislation slightly less horrible in the House of Lords. But what that does mean is the Lords we do have to actually vote against the government. Last night, there was an amendment to make sure that the government legislation conforms to the Refugee Convention of 1951. Now, this is a very basic set of requirements that any country has to obey when it comes to refugees. It was written in the aftermath of the Second World War, knowing what happened to people in that war, obviously the Holocaust and all the terrible things that happened to all sorts of groups of people. And it was a way to try and get the world to make sure that never happened again by allowing safe refuge for people who were being persecuted. There was an attempt last night to make sure that any new laws we made to do with refugees complied with these very basic set of requirements. And what we saw was that the government wasn't defeated, the amendment was defeated. And you might think, well, okay, but there's a lot of Tories in the Lords. But the thing is, we can actually overcome the Tories in the Lords if all the other parties get together. But the appalling thing is the Labour Lords abstained. So that means they didn't vote for or against the amendment. So it fell. I can't tell you just how disgraceful it is that the Labour Party whip their Lords to abstain on such an important vote. The vote was lost by 157 to 212. There's 167 Labour Lords. If they had voted for this amendment, it would have passed. So, Labour Party, this is appalling. What have you done? What possible reason is there to say, no, we don't think that the UK should obey the Refugee Convention. We don't think it's important that there's a minimal set of rights that refugees, that all countries have to make sure refugees are given. In my mind, is it an appeal to the quote, red wall voters who are all demonised as racist and anti-refugee in the press? Is it just some sort of, I just really can't understand why any party that considers itself left-leaning would vote against the rights of refugees. And these are things that we've always done. These aren't new rights. These are maintaining a basic set of standards when it comes to how we treat refugees. And so to reject an amendment that says that any new legislation has to maintain these basic rights is basically saying we don't agree with basic rights for refugees at all. I'm a Green, there's two Green Lords. They've done their best for getting these things through, as have the Liberal Democrat Lords and some Labour Lords who defied the whip. But it's just not acceptable for a supposedly socially liberal, left-leaning party like Labour to abstain on such crucial votes.